Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Paul Valéry said, "The best way to make your dream come true is to wake up." Our guest today is a man who is wide awake. Not only are his dreams coming true, God is using him to help make the dreams of others come true. Somehow, in a way that only God knows, certain leaders are gifted with a skill package and the training to go with it, plus personal skills that come from a tender, wise, and discerning heart. They're given a responsibility bigger than most people will ever carry or ever want to carry, such as our guest. And just like God has generously sprinkled his grace through his ministry, today you have the chance to see your dreams get closer to reality. As usual, I'd like to pause at the beginning of our show, even for a moment, to remind you that the reason we have this show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know and be reminded that whatever you face today, whatever challenge is before you, however you're feeling, that there is hope. And there's a purpose for what's happening in your life right now. God is at work. He is working in and through you and even those around you. And he's drawing you closer and closer to himself. Pastor Dan Chun is the senior pastor of First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu. He received his master's degree and his doctorate degree from Fuller Theological Seminary. He has another master's degree in cinema production from the School of Performing Arts at the University of Southern California. He also graduated with his bachelor's degree in communications from Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. He's a graduate of Punahou School. He and his wife, Pam, founded Hawaiian Islands Ministries in 1983 with a vision of catalyzing Christian renewal and revival in Hawaii through a trans-denominational, cross-generational equipping ministry for Christian churches and leaders in Hawaii. It's come to pass and continues to come to pass. Many of us are beneficiaries of that. Dan and Pam, they have three children, Noel, Dylan, and Quinn. And we're blessed to have him today. Pastor Dan, welcome to our show.
Hey, great to be here, Danny. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Pastor, tell us, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in the university area, right near public educational TV. Maybe that's why I ended up on TV one day. But right around there. And my father, born in Palama, literally born in Palama in a house near River Street. And I was born in Queens Medical Center. And my grandfather, interestingly, he was a houseboy for Queen Liliuokalani.
Wow.
And he was there when the overthrow of the kingdom happened. He took care of the queen during that year of imprisonment, internment.
Really?
And he was the one who would give her the food, take care of her. I heard recently that maybe they slipped messages to the queen in the food, so maybe my grandfather was, you know, the runner of messages. So.
Okay. He was a carrier.
Yeah, so we're third, fourth generation. My wife, too, Pam, she's a fourth generation also. In fact, my uncle, he invented the Aloha shirt.
Yeah.
Uncle Ellery.
Hey, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, he, back in the, you know, early 30s to 50s, he said, oh, these people coming by, they want some bright silk shirts. So he goes, oh, I could do that. And he says, I'm going to call it Aloha shirt. And since then, he trademarked it, and that's kind of the generic term we use today.
Wow.
So entrepreneurs on my father's side, and in fact, my mother's side, her brother, her only brother, he helped invent the electric walk, the first electric walk, and it was named after my grandfather on my mother's side, Lee Locke. So it's called the Lee Locke Walk. And 3M did it, and they said, there's no more money in this. Forget it. And so they said, anybody else could take it. So this company called West Bend picked it up, made millions of dollars on electric walks.
Wow. So inventors, entrepreneurs.
Yeah, both sides.
Both sides of the family.
Yeah.
Hmm. Pastor, what would you say, or who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, man. Who influenced me the most in my growing up years? Well, you know, obviously my parents had a great role in that, and though I did not become a Christian really until I was 15, my mother always infused in me a belief in God, and it wasn't until I was 15 that I had a personal relationship with God. But I think I always knew God existed, and when I went through hard times, she'd always say, "Pray to God." So that was kind of the beginning of it. But it got more formalized when I was 15.
Well, take us back. You know, what was that like? 15-year-old. What was the process?
Well, my sister became a Christian in college, and she shared with me this booklet called The Four Spiritual Laws and challenged me to look at the Bible, see if Jesus really is who he said he was. And I read that and talked with him, talked to her boyfriend at the time, and slowly and slowly, till January 15, 1967, I decided to accept Christ. But I have to say, you know, it wasn't the classic, you know, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, please come into my heart. My prayer was more like, Jesus, if you are who you say you are, then come on in. And so in that sense, it was like the thief of the cross. You know, it wasn't the most formal prayer. But the thief of the cross says to Jesus, you know, will you remember me, you know, in paradise? And Jesus said, yes, from this day on.
A prayer in the form of a question.
Yeah, yeah. And so for me is, if you are who you say you are, come on in. But God knows our heart. You know, I always say that whenever I am preaching and giving an invitation, I basically say, you know, pray with me, but God knows your heart. And whether you can articulate it in all the right words, if you use Junkalunkka grammar or whatever's, you know, God knows. And he's always inviting us, always with his arms open.
You know, that's so freeing to hear. And it needs to be said, because sometimes we can't put it into words. But our hearts are free.
Right. And I think that's where the Holy Spirit takes off, you know, with grown so deep in our heart. The Spirit articulates for us, and God knows, and God's, you know, God's a loving God. He's not legalistic. He's not into laws and rules and rituals and regulations. He's looking for the authenticity of our heart, and I wish people would just know how much God loves us.
Yes.
And he has his arms open and wanting to hug us. And so the words don't matter. If we just want to take a step towards him, it would be so helpful.
So you're 15. You say this prayer in the form of a question. What happened? You're a teenager at Punahou.
Well, you know, it probably made me less popular in one sense. I remember that was sophomore year at Punahou. I accepted Christ. Junior year, I'm running for Chief Justice. Okay, we had a position called Chief Justice. So if kids were disciplined, the students would discipline the students.
Yeah.
And I'm writing my talk. And, you know, my heart's slowly changing. What does it mean to be a Christ follower? What does it mean to be a Christ follower? And I'm realizing, hey, I just want people to know about Jesus. That's why I want to be Chief Justice. It's not because I want to be a judge or something. Interesting, Daniel means judge of God, but right. As you would know. And so the night before my election speech to the entire student body, I changed my script. And I decided to just say, honestly, this is why I'm running. I just want people to know about Jesus Christ. And, you know, people are going, what, you know?
And you gave the speech.
And I gave the speech. And that from that point on, man, I was a marked person, you know.
Label.
Back then, they called them Jesus freaks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I lost the election by one vote. And the guy who beat me, it's so funny, he's one of my best friends, and he goes to my church now. He became a Christian
Is
later.
That right?
Yeah. So it's so funny. So it's funny, but when the Spirit works in your heart, and I think it's true for businessmen and women, and if you're in politics, if you're a teacher, if you've really sold out your life to Christ, you start changing. Wow, I can't do tax evasion anymore. I gotta treat my employees better, and your heart starts changing of trying to be truthful and authentic and genuine. And for me, as a high school kid, that's what happened, and so it's kind of interesting.
So you were already, it's almost like from the beginning, in the formative years of your spiritual development, I mean, the basics of that foundation was being set by you having to make a call with your speech and then delivering it.
I think, yeah, I mean, it's funny. It takes a radio show for me to think about all this. But yeah, I think my heart was changing. And very early, I wanted to be an evangelist. Maybe not formally like you, but in my ministry, in my walk, in my talk, lead people to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so fascinating is just last week, my pastor from 1967, the one who baptized me in a river beneath a waterfall, Queen Liliuokalani Gardens. Mm-hmm. Again, interesting, it's Liliuokalani again.
Yeah.
He dropped by the church. He called me up, says, hey, can I see you?
Just stopped in?
Yeah. And no, he called me, and then he came down to the church, and I gave him a tour. And I had not seen him 30, 40 years. And I remembered it was a Baptist church, and he founded it. You may know of it. It's called International Baptist Church on Pali Highway. And it was just amazing to reminisce. I was the first president of the youth group. And they would have altar calls back then. Well, I'm a Presbyterian now. Nobody does altar calls in Presbyterian churches, except me. I do it at First Pres.
Except you.
Yeah. But he taught me that at an early age, and I gave him the credit. I said, you planted those seeds in me that we have to always be open to leading others to Christ. That's the name of the game, right? Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I've commanded. So discipleship, teaching them, plus leading them to Christ. So I, from an early age, and then in college, you know, I'm just reminiscing now. I asked the chaplain, I mean, to show us how weird and bold I was. I said, hey, could I do my own chapel service some Sunday? And I will lead it, and I'll preach, and I'll get the songs together. So maybe even back then. And then we had a little singing group, evangelistic group called the Advocates. And we would sing a little bit, and then I'd get a guest speaker to give a presentation of the gospel.
Well, you know, that's you're an entrepreneur for God.
I mean, spiritual entrepreneur.
These qualities are just... not just leaking out, they're already beginning to spurt out, you know, at a young age. So.
Yeah. In fact, we used to call the worship services Z, which is for He Lives, and kind of Greek. So.
Well, you know, Pastor, we can see the hand of God at work from your teenage years. And He was really working even before that. And, you know, before we take our break... as we take our break, I'm just thinking, you know, someone today is probably, you know, wondering how it all fits together.
Mm.
You know, the things that we've gone through in the past. Was God's hand at work back then? Well, through your story, through your example, we can see that it is. And that was all part of what God was developing. So many people are beneficiaries today of the ministry you and Pam have. When we come back, we're going to hear more, some interesting things, some deeper things of what God did in the life of Pastor Dan Chan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here today with our very, very special guest, Pastor Dan Chan. Pastor Dan is the senior pastor of First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu at the beautiful Ko'olau.
Yeah, we call it the Ko'olau Ballrooms and Conference Center now, open to everyone to use.
Open and amazing. He's also the co-founder of Hawaiian Islands Ministries, a co-founder and president. And before our break, he was talking to us about an amazing period in his teenage years when he came to know the Lord, and some decisions that he made early on. And, you know, God is in the process of formation, preparing him for much of which he's doing today. But there was a period in between in which some things took place and he experienced that really prepared him for what he's doing today. Pastor, tell us a little bit about what took place.
Well, college years were great, as I said, and, you know, was leading chapel services and evangelism groups, and married my girlfriend right after college, and about a month after I graduated from college. I graduated early in about three and a third years, and then went to KGMB News, worked for there for 3.5 years. And great time. If you are old timers out there, that was with Bob Seavey, Tim Tindall,
you know,
Joe Moore.
I remember watching you.
Amazing.
Yeah, I remember watching you.
Yeah, Bambi Weil, who now goes to our church, she was working there, Linda Coble, Bart Frito. So it was a great time. And then right after that, I decided I would go to seminary. I just felt that journalism could be a worthy, noble profession, but I just wanted to go into seminary and that maybe I would still use media and television. But 2 weeks before seminary happened, started, my wife said to me, "You know, I don't love you, and in fact, I never did." And I was stunned and shocked, and here I'm in seminary. It was so embarrassing. You know, I had been here ordained at Kalihi Union Church, sent off, commissioned, prayed for, cheered for, sent off. And now 2 weeks later, everything was crashing and burning, and I couldn't believe it. And had some emergency counseling. My wife then left for another state. I was at Fuller, which is in California. I didn't know anybody, no friends in Pasadena, didn't know anybody. And so seminary became my wilderness period. About a year later after that news, I get the divorce papers. The next day is my New Testament survey class, my final, and I flunk it. I get an F. So I'm just feeling like the biggest loser in seminary, and I feel my self-esteem so low, I could walk under a door anytime. I just could walk under a closed door. And I had friends saying that I shouldn't become a pastor, and I'm not qualified anymore, and I just felt horrible. After that, I went to USC Film School. I decided not to become a pastor, I'd make films, but somehow my heart changed, and in my second year of USC Film School and First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu asked me to be its associate pastor. That was 1980. And who would have guessed years later that I would become its senior pastor? But here's the crazy thing, Danny. I was blown apart by this horrendous tragedy. Got divorced about a year after she told me that she didn't love me and never did. And feeling like a loser. And now years later, somehow I'm senior pastor at First Presbyterian Church. By God's grace, First Presbyterian is probably the 40th largest church in the whole country. By God's grace, I marry and find and meet Pam, my wife today. And we have been married now 29 years with three children. And the ministry she and I created, Hawaiian Islands Ministries, every year at the annual conference, 4,000 show up, 1,000 being teenagers, plus many other smaller conferences. And at Fuller Seminary, where I was such a loser, the crazy thing is about 5 or 6 years ago, the man who had the big L on the forehead as loser, Fuller Seminary asks me to be a trustee of the school where I had been blown apart. And when I see all of that, it's just amazing. What also happened, too, was that after First Pres Honolulu as associate pastor for 5 years, I was asked to start a singles ministry in Stanford, California. Actually, it was called Menlo Park, California. And it was the first time the church had ever created a whole department just for singles of any age, never married, widowed, divorced. And I remember my first meeting with the older singles, and they said to me, "Hey, Pastor Dan, sure, you're going to be our new singles pastor, but why should we have you? I mean, here you just arrived with your wife, Pam, and she's pregnant with your first child, Noelle. And what do you know anything about pain and suffering? How can you be our pastor?" And then I shared with them that I, too, I'm divorced like many of you. I too know what it means to be depressed, broken apart, shattered. And then the same man who asked me the tough question, friend of the whole audience, said, "Well, if that's the case, welcome. You're our pastor. You'll understand." And that ministry just took off so that within about 3 years, we had 2,000 to 3,000 singles. And the church became mostly single, Menlo Park Presbyterian Church. And it was out of my brokenness. So in my weakness, God's grace was sufficient, and that has always been my favorite topic to preach on, grace. I come alongside people, not above them, and I'm a wounded healer. Wounded. If I can help people, I'm wounded like them. And so I have a big heart for those who are divorced and single and widowed and anyone who has gone through tragedy. And I know God can take the horrible, hurtful things in our lives and give us a future and a hope.
You know, today somebody's listening, heartbroken, broken up inside. feeling, one can feel destitute even though they have material possessions. Mm-hmm. What does this say to them? What is God trying to say to them at this particular time?
I would hope it means for them that to never give up, never throw in the towel, that this is a God who knows our name. He knows every one of our names, and he knows the pain we're going through. And I don't know why he has allowed the pain you're going through, but God is so close to you. The air is thin. He's right there. Mm. And he offers a way out. We may not see it at the time. I didn't get married again for 5 years. It took me a long time to recover, but the future and the hope he had for me with Pam and my three kids and Hawaiian Islands Ministries and First Presbyterian Church and Fuller Seminary, all his ministries, who would have guessed? And there will be naysayers who say, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're not good enough. And certainly in some churches, if they knew I was divorced, I would not be qualified to be a pastor in their flock. But I do know in Scripture that Moses was a murderer, and Paul, the Apostle Paul, was a terrorist of the early church who threatened the church and, you know, and locked them up. And I do know King David was a triple threat. He was a liar, a murderer, and an adulterer. Mm-hmm. And somehow God uses us. You know, I shared this story. I had the opportunity last year to speak on the Hour of Power, and that goes to millions all over the world. And lo and behold, I get this email from somebody in Australia who just clicked on the TV and heard me share this story that I've shared with many of you right now on the radio. And he saw me preaching on TV, and he wrote me and said, I was about to kill myself. And I heard your message that God loves us, that you've gone through tremendous pain, tremendous failure, and that God gave you a future and a hope. So he said, I'm not going to kill myself. And the crazy thing is, I'm going to have a chance to meet him soon. He's coming to vacation.
Is that right?
And I've never met him, but he said he would like to meet me, and of course I would like to meet him. So I think that's the redemption hope for everybody out there listening, that whatever you're going through, don't give up, and don't throw in the towel, and don't do harm to yourself, that through God, through our Lord, there can be a turnaround. I mean, if you need to, call the church and, you know, talk to me. If you're about to do something you shouldn't, I mean, I would love to talk to you, and you know, things can be turned around.
Pastor, your openness is an act of grace, an act of God's grace. I can feel it. We can feel it. There's hope. There's hope in this studio. There's hope through the airwaves. There's hope in Christ. And what an amazing testimony, a live testimony. Here you are, telling of the redemptive power of Almighty God through Jesus Christ. Pastor Dan, it's part of the development and the beginning of what God was preparing to do, almost like a very intense prelude of greater things to come. And it's happening.
And, you know, I always say at our church that our church is a hospital for sinners, not a museum for saints. Mm-hmm. We're all broken people, pastors included. And I'm public about it, about, you know, what has happened to me with others. And I hope that gives hope to people. They're saying, whoa, you know, if the pastor has fallen and God picked him up, God will pick me up.
Yeah. And God can do it in my life too.
Mm-hmm. And if the pastor can feel like a failure, feel depressed, feel hurt, feel betrayed, then maybe he understands what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And so when I craft my sermons, I try to let people know that I understand the havoc that life can bring to us, but not to give up ever. And it may take time. There's no instant microwave ministry. Mm. And if people say there is, they're probably lying.
Yeah.
But God has so much to offer us. And so for every seminar we put on through HIM, hopefully every presentation through our church, whether a sermon or a ministry program, it hopes I hope it always gives the word of grace to people. That's why we have divorce care at our church. We have grief care. In fact, divorce care for the holidays, you know, we're doing a special divorce recovery series for those who are separated or divorced. Mm-hmm. And the holidays can be a very lonely time. And very so if you're interested, time. You know, call First Presbyterian Church. Go to our website, which is easyfpchawaii.org, FPC for First Presbyterian Church. Mm-hmm. And you can see what's happening there.
You know, your senior pastor at First Presbyterian Church, president, co-founder of Hawaiian Islands Ministries. I'm interested to find out, Pastor Dan, how did that come about? How did you receive a vision for that? And when we come back from our break, Pastor Dan is going to share that with us. It's always interesting to hear how it came to be, how he was inspired, how he and Pam were inspired together, what God was doing mystically, mysteriously within their own lives, and how now so many people over the years have been blessed because of their obedience and because of what God said and what they did. Perhaps God is speaking to you too, even at this time. Are you listening? Are you hearing Him? Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Pastor Dan Chun.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group, Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Dan Chun. I want to remind you to go ahead and visit with us on our website. You can email me. I'd love to hear from you. How this show has made a difference for you. What is God doing in your life? How have you been touched? How has this ministered to you? Go to Danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. Send prayer requests too. We love to pray for you. Again, Danny at the Good Life www.hawaii.org. We also have some resources on our website. You can go ahead and check that out. My co-host Leslie Silva has been writing some women's devotionals that I've got word that many people are benefiting from that. Just click the resources section at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. We're here with Pastor Dan Chun, the senior pastor at First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu, and the co-founder and president of Hawaiian Islands Ministries. He's been opening up, sharing out of his pain and brokenness. But you know, there's a healing that comes through that, and a hope because of the redemption that is found in Christ that's available for all of us. But how did it come about, Pastor Dan? How did you get the vision years ago to start what didn't exist back then, but what we now know as Hawaiian Islands Ministries?
Well, my wife and I had some great opportunities to travel, and you know, we went to Urbana and saw the great mission conference in Urbana, Illinois, that happens every 3 years or so. Mm-hmm. 17,000 people, and we saw some of the best Christian speakers in the world show up there. In fact, everybody, don't laugh out there, but we were there on our honeymoon. It wasn't because we're so spiritual and want to share it with 17,000 others, but it's more that I'm pake, in that the church said, hey, if anybody wants to go to Urbana, we're going to give you $1,500. And so if, you know, 10 people go, you get $150 each or whatever. So only three of us signed up, Pam and I and a guy named Todd Barnes. And so we each got $500. And we said, hey, we can go to Illinois and on the way back stop at Carmel and finish off our honeymoon. So everybody laughed when we went to Urbana. So we went there and saw some of the best speakers in the world. Then we went to the National Youth Workers Conference, saw some of the best speakers in the world. And it occurred to us, we said, hey, for Hawaii, it's so hard for the average Christian to go to the mainland. It costs over $1,000, plane fare, hotel, food, registration fee. What if we could bring some of the best Christian communicators in the world to Hawaii and make that the place where more people could afford it, more people could get trained? Because what happens is, sometimes the pastors are the ones who get the study funds. Mm-hmm. So they go, but the lay people don't go. So the Grand Canyon between them of what they've learned and experienced is even farther. But what if they all came here and did that? So that was the beginning of HIM. It was actually, we were on a bus ride, in a tour bus ride in Israel.
In Israel.
And Pam and I were talking to this Catholic priest in the back of the bus, and we said to him, man, I wonder if we could do that, you know, if that could only happen. And the priest leaned over and said, you mean when it happens? And it was almost like this huge orchestra went, dun dun. I mean, it just felt like that was the Lord, like when it will happen. So we formed 1983. We wrote up the articles of incorporation, went to the old Sheraton Makaha and went there for a weekend. And we brought my portable Smith Corona typewriter.
Right.
It's really dating me now. Worth, like, you know, that was the old laptop,
that was
about 18 pounds.
The Macintosh, original Macintosh PC.
I know. It's clearly not a Mac Air. But, and so we typed it up. 1983, we incorporated. 1985 was the very first Hawaiian Islands Ministries Conference. Uh-huh. We did it at Central Union Church, also using the campus of Olivet Baptist Church. 400 people showed up. And Campolo was there. Next time we did it, John Stott came. Eight alum was there the first year. Mm-hmm. From 400 went to 620.
Ray Stedman
came there. Mm-hmm. Went bird watching with him, and so it went from 400 to 620, and then it jumped to 1200. Then we had to move to Ilikai. Then we went to Sheraton Waikiki, and they say, "Oh, this is getting bigger." And now we're at the Hawaii Convention Center, and it's March 24, 25, 26. Dave Crowder now comes in with his band and does a big concert for all the kids, packs it out. And really, it's turning out with over 1,000 teenagers. It's the biggest youth conference in the state.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to 1,000 kids, 3,000 adults come, and we have 100 seminars. And we've estimated now, we have probably trained 40,000 different people through Hawaiian Islands Ministries.
Wow.
And now, if you come, you also know we are very strong supporters of Compassion International, and we try to support poor children all over the world, $38 a month. And some people, college kids, $300 a month. And over the years, we have figured probably through Hawaiian Islands Ministries and my church and, you know, other churches have plugged in through HIM, over 5,000 children have been sponsored. And so we're thrilled about that, that we can, it's not just about training, but actually acting out justice.
Pastor, how many churches collectively have been a part of HIM through the years?
Oh, man, hundreds of churches. You know, we figure there are about 700 Protestant churches, I think, but we figure the high majority, maybe 400 or 500 churches,
wow,
have attended. And of course, there are a lot of small ones I'm not fully aware of, but almost all the churches have sent delegates. And we have a lot of alumni out there, whether pastors or church members. And it makes our heart happy that whether they learn tips on worship, which is the theme for this coming year, worship will be the theme. In fact, the lead singer of Jars of Clay is going to come and lead a worship seminar on that. And we have a business person's leadership forum, Ken Blanchard, who wrote The One-Minute Manager, he's mm-hmm. coming. Dave Kinneman, the president of the Barna Group, he's coming to share his insights. So this could be pretty heavy.
You know, there's also the big conference every year. You've expanded that too,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, so it's the one at the Convention Center in March 24, 25, 26 next year. That's the one that with this 100 seminars and the Dave Crowder concert and the new leadership forum. We've never done this before. It's for business leaders and church leaders, a concentrated one-day thing with some of the best business people. Shawnee Feldhan is going to talk about how women should be treated differently in the marketplace, interestingly. Ken Blanchard's going to speak on the latest management skills. His wife, Marge Blanchard, is going to talk about what the office of the 21st century should look like. And then, of course, Dave Kinneman of the Barna Group will talk about the latest.
Well, and then you've expanded. In the past, have you had the conference in other places too?
Smaller conferences, you
yes.
mean? Yeah, smaller ones we've had. And, in fact, one is coming up really soon, and that's November 7 or 6 on Oahu, November 6 at Hope Chapel, West Oahu. A very important conference, helping teens find their way in a confusing world. And Dan Webster, one of the top youth experts, formerly with Willow Creek, and Tony Schwartz will be coming to speak. And then it's going to go on to Kauai at Lihui Missionary Church on November 7. So November 6 is a Saturday, and then November 7... 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. is Lihui. So it's being sponsored by Hope Chapel West Oahu, HIM, mm-hmm. and IAA United Methodist, as well as New Hope Windward mm-hmm. and Lihui Missionary Church. So we're all combining because we feel this is so important. Parents really need help working with teenagers
now,
today.
If somebody wants to register or
find
out more information,
yeah, if you're
or even
a youth
with
worker,
the HIM conference next
right.
year.
So youth worker or parent for this conference, mm-hmm. it's HIM Online, HIM standing for Hawaiian Islands Ministries, mm-hmm. himonline.org. And so for the parenting thing, you can also register if you want for Honolulu 2011, which is going to be rolling into town in March 24.
You also have a special program for business people. I know you talked about mm-hmm. the business, sort of like the business program or track for the
yeah,
conference
the leadership
next
forum,
year.
Right.
Leadership forum. But you have another breakfast type of
right.
format.
It's now turned to lunch now. It's called okay. Straight Talk. And Straight Talk is to zero in on our business leaders, where we feature prominent business people in the world. And in an interview fashion, like you and I are doing for a 30-minute interview mm-hmm. on kind of two bar stools,
yeah.
I ask them the tough questions, the straight talk. What is it really like to be a Christian in the business world? How does faith really make a difference? What are some of your leadership ideas? And so we're hoping the next one up is going to be Mark Platt, who is a news director of Hawaii News Now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be fantastic. In the past, we've had the publisher for Forbes magazine, Rich Carlgaard, and we've had the Pacific Commander for Joseph Prier, who was also the ambassador to China. And then locally, we've had Don Horner and Francis of First Wine Bank, Francis Ode of Group 70, Mitch Dollier of Castle Foundation and Kaneohe Ranch. So it's a great mix of local as well as national prominent people. We've had Bill McCartney, Tony Campolo speak.
Mm-hmm.
Really great people.
Somebody wants to find out more, they can go to the
HIM Online. Yeah, himonline.org.
Himonline.org.
Yeah, and that's the next one.
When we come back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit more, sort of touching base. You know, being in the ministry is a very, very high calling. It's a very challenging calling. There's things that ministers go through, things that ministers see and work through, that I think in some ways could be relatable to others. And perhaps you'll get something very, very valuable out of our next segment when we're with Pastor Dan, as he shares some deeper stuff, good stuff, with us when we come back. Stay with us. I'm here with Pastor Dan Chun, Senior Pastor of First Presbyterian Church, President of Hawaiian Islands Ministries. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group, Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Dan Chun. Pastor Dan is senior pastor of First Presbyterian Church. He's also the co-founder and president of Hawaiian Islands Ministries. And before our break, he was sharing with us about how it all began. He and his wife, Pam, they're freezing cold in Urbana, him being, pake, having an opportunity to get some funding, and he utilized that to have a great. Well, no, the smart part was that you stopped off in Carmel.
Yeah, that was the smart part. That was great, and it was a rainstorm too during that time.
But being in the ministry, Pastor Dan, for so many years, being in the so-called trenches, having your hand to the plow, but also understanding what because of your leadership with HIM and the mentorship that you've received and also that you've given, being connected to such high profile and highly productive leaders and organizations, what would you say are things of concern for people that are in spiritual leadership in the 21st century?
Well, I think the hardest thing for us is just a call to balance, you know, and how do we weigh, how do we balance the work that we love and the family and the friends that we love? And I think for many leaders, they don't have that balance. And not that it has to be even Steven all the time. I think it can be seasons of a lot of work, but then you got to balance it with also seasons of a lot of play. I think it's also important that leaders have some kind of accountability group to ask themselves the tough questions. I mean, who can ask us, like, hey, are you getting more into greed than you should be?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting away from God? Are you not being with your family enough? Are you looking at things that you shouldn't be looking at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's our accountability group? And that's why I think for the average Christian, the average person, you got to have a small group of people who can hold you accountable and ask you the tough questions.
How important that is, you know, just to have that that connectivity, but really more than just shallow stuff, surface stuff. So then it causes me to wonder, why doesn't that exist? It's almost weird sometimes in the context of churches that there's a veneer of, hey, everything's great. But deep down inside, it's not.
I think we just have a hard time with authenticity and being genuine with people. And we don't want people to know who we really are. And yet there's this other part of us that we really want to be known.
Mm-hmm.
And
known as we are and accepted
as we are. Loved as we are, accepted as we are. And so the thing we really want, we run from. And yet we should seek out some buddies that we could meet on a regular basis and just ask the tough questions. I think it's especially tough for pastors. I think pastors, they can't be real with their parishioners because their parishioners, in a sense, are their clients who they're taking care of, and they can't let gossip spread. And so I think pastors need to have their own small groups and their own accountability groups, or else they're going to be in trouble.
And it happens. It happens.
Yeah, we see it too often, unfortunately.
So how do we do it? How would that come to be?
Well, I promote these things called pastor accountability groups, and I'm in one myself, and they're a group of four or five of us, and we meet. We can't meet every week, but we meet maybe once every 2 months or so, and we ask ourselves those tough questions, whether it's about money or sex or power and time management. And it's also time just to say, here's what's on our heart. And you know, business people do it all the time. They have a thing called the Young Presidents Organization, YPO, in which CEOs from all over the island and in the country, but here and all over the island, they meet together, and they have a very strict schedule, and they meet for several hours. And it's time, and they break up in small groups and share things that are challenging to them in business or challenging in their personal life. And they can really form a bond and a community. And I think pastors need to do that too, and all professions, whether you're a secretary or a CEO or a facilities worker, I think we all need some kind of accountability group.
So here's what I think is maybe an even deeper issue. Why do we run? You know, we want to be known. We want to be accepted as we are. Why do we avoid that? Why do we even repel that? Why?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think from childhood days, our Hanabara days, that, you know, we hear these voices. You're not good enough, fast enough, smart enough, good looking enough, tall enough, short enough, you know, whatever. And so we always think we're inadequate. And therefore, who do we turn to share our feelings of inadequacy where we won't be bullied? I mean, I'm very, very, very concerned about this bullying that's on the rise in schools. And I say on the rise because we've always had bullying, but because of cyberbullying, you know, you can text and tweet and Facebook somebody that he or she is a jerk or something. And It's hard to find a place where we won't be criticized and become accepted. And I think that's the strength of programs like Alcoholics Anonymous, where you can be in groups and everybody knows why you're there. See, that's why I love Alcoholics Anonymous. I mean, I don't attend it, but that's why I like the principles of it, that you start off, you know, hi, my name is Dan, and I've been an alcoholic for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows why you're there. The masks are off. Mm-hmm. That's why I like divorce recovery at our church. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows why you're there. You're there because you're divorced, and there's no judgment on that. Where the Bible may say God hates divorce, I think we all hate divorce, but God loves divorced people. And so I think my dream for churches or organizations, if they could be like Alcoholics Anonymous, where everybody can be accepted and it's a day-by-day thing and it's a struggle. And yet we find only when we can come to the point where I can't do it on my own and I need to rely on a higher power, that we can really have a breakthrough. And so I hope for people, it may be scary and risky to try and find some friends to really share with them what's going on in your life, but to not do that, it's going to be actually more pain in your life and more sorrow.
What about when somebody says, and I know I've felt like this before, and I've kind of went that way of isolation. You know, I think I can just, you get ingrown, right? I think I can handle it myself. I just need to be alone.
Right, right.
Then what?
Well, see, that's a lie we say to ourselves. We can do it on our own. We don't need anybody. I'm the Lone Ranger. I don't even need a Tonto. And isolation is death for us.
Pastor Dan, you know, when you talk, I love to listen because it comes from depth. And a lot of tough times, but you have solutions. And God has really worked in your life. And I appreciate you coming and sharing with us. You know, in the next few weeks, you're going to hear more stories from people like Pastor Dan. Although this one is unique. I want you to invite someone to listen in and be inspired. Visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture, Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Pastor Dan Chun. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.